Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Allen. During the next half hour, we're featuring all top 40 songs from the 1970s. We'll hear from Rare Earth, Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross, Thelma Houston, The Supremes, Gladstein the Pips, and Michael Jackson. Well, first up this half hour, Rare Earth and Hey Big Mother right here on Motown.
Oh, ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon high seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
and Motown memory from Diana Ross, Love Hangover, reaching number one in the pops and rhythm and blues charts from 1976. Before that, Marvin Gaye's classic Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology, number four in the pop charts, number one in the rhythm and blues charts from 1971. And we started with Hey Big Brother, Rare Earth, number 19 in the pop charts and number 40 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1971. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, featuring all top 40 70s songs. Well, coming up, a smash hit from Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way. Well, Don't Leave Me This Way was written by Kenneth Gamble, Leon Huff, and Cary Gilbert. It first charted as a hit for Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, but Don't Leave This May was a huge disco hit 2 years later for Motown artist Thelma Houston. The song was originally assigned to Diana Ross, as it was intended to be a follow-up for a hit Love Hangover that we just heard, but was reassigned and given to the upcoming Motown artist Thelma Houston instead. Well, Thelma Houston's version of Don't Leave Me This Way became a massive international hit, topping the soul single chart and 9 weeks later, the Billboard Hot 100s chart for 1 week in April of 1977. The song peaked at number 13 in the UK, and the song went to number one in the disco chart. Later that year, it was featured on the soundtrack of the hit movie called Looking for Mr. Goodbar. Don't Leave Me This Way, in 1978, won the award for the Best Rhythm and Blues Vocal Performance Female at the 20th Annual Grammy Awards. Well, here is Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way, right here on Motown. Oh,
Our Memories with Tom Fallon.
Diana Ross had left the group, and that was Stone Love, reaching number 7 on the pop charts and number 1 on the Little Blue charts of 1970. And we started with Thelma Houston's Don't Leave Me This Way, number 1 on the pop and rhythm and blues charts from 1977. This is Motown Memories with John Fallon. For this half hour, featuring all 70 songs that reached top 40 status. Well, coming up, we'll have the 5th with If I Were Your Woman right here on Motown.
If I Were Your Woman and you were my man, you'd have no other woman, you'd be weak as a lamb. If you had the strength to walk out that door, my love would overrule my sense, and I'd call you back for more. If I were your woman, if I were your woman, and you were my man. She tears you down, darling, says you're nothing at all,
nothing at all.
But I'll pick you up, darling,
pick you up when
she lets you fall. You're like a diamond,
shining.
But she treats you like glass, yet you beg her to love you. But me, you don't ask. If I were your woman,
you were my woman.
If I were your woman,
you were my woman.
with Tom Fallon. Continue with Tom Fallon. Continue with Tom Fallon. Continue with Tom Fallon.
I Want to Be Where You Are. It reached number 16 in the United States pop charts and number 2 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1972. And we started with Last Night in the Pips, If I Were Your Woman, number 9 in the pop charts and number 1 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1970. This half hour featured all 1970s songs that reached top 40 status. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.